I'm Pat Duggins. Alabama Public Radio News. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday. I'm subbing this week for Bailey Majors. Watch out for fog in Tuscaloosa. It's 65 degrees outside, 69 for Mobile, Biloxi, Pensacola, and the Eastern Shore, 66 degrees for Huntsville, Florence, and the Shoals, and 67 degrees for Selma. Richard Scott from the WVUA Weather Center. He'll be here in a few moments with today's weather outlook. Tuscaloosa's Mercedes-Benz plant will decide whether or not to go union next month. Workers at the automaker's North American factory will cast ballots in May. The National Labor Relations Board will tally the results. The move to hold a unionization vote comes despite warnings from Alabama State Capitol. Governor Kay Ivey says going union could cost jobs. State senators passed a bill this week to deny incentive dollars to pro-union companies. Huntsville area residents can safely dispose of sensitive documents and electronics tomorrow. The Better Business Bureau of North Alabama is holding its latest event known as Shred Days. The next one is planned at Huntsville tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Calhoun Community College. Lindsay George is with the North Alabama Better Business Bureau. She says Shred Days helps Alabamians protect their identity while being eco-friendly.
As far as document shredding, you want to shred any items that contains any type of personal information, name, date of birth, address, phone number, anything that can be used or get into the hands of scammers, which he's trying to avoid.
Shred Days for Decatur and Cullman are set for Saturday, May 4th. Those events will also include a drop-off spot for expired prescription drugs. For more on this story, go to APR.org. The latest member of the Alabama State House is reportedly having a national impact on reproductive rights. Democrat Marilyn Lands won a special election in part by sharing her personal story on having an abortion. Sitting members of the U.S. House, like Cori Bush of Missouri and Barbara Lee of California, are doing likewise. Democrats think, even in many strongly Republican states like Alabama, voters support the view that such personal choices should be left to women. And step aside, Boardwalk and Park Place, a new version of the board game Monopoly, features in spots in Birmingham like Kelly Ingram Park and the Sidewalk Film Festival. The new game hit the shelves last month. The release of Monopoly Birmingham Edition is the first time the game has been based here in Alabama. Katie Hubbard is the sales executive with Top Trumps USA that makes the game. She says the new edition of Monopoly is a good way to experience the city.
Birmingham loves Birmingham, and you guys know each other to an extent that you don't see in other big cities. So I think this is just another great excuse to spend time with your peers and spend time with your friends and spend time with your families and experience this city that you all love in a completely new and unique way.
For more on this story, go to APR.org. And here's the weather.
A local forecast on this Friday, including a mostly cloudy sky, the chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the 80s today. As for tonight, we'll drop to near 60, warm and muggy. Chance for scattered storms returning to the forecast on Saturday. On WVUA 23, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.